Connor Bosler. 6'1 senior. Valley Catholic Warriors.
Wood throws it to Bosler. 6 seconds left. Does he have another chapter to write in his book? Behind the back. Step back jumper. Slices in. He gets it to go. Connor Bosler ties it. And the next chapter will be written in overtime.
A dream team quarterback who has led his team to 3 state championships in Class 1 football and the all-time passing leader. He is also on the dream team for baseball, helping lead Valley to 2 state baseball championships. In basketball, he is a 4-year starter, sophomore all-conference and all-district, junior year all-conference and all-district, and his senior year all-conference and all-district. He averages 18.8 points per game, over 2 assists, and over 4 rebounds per game, shooting 62% from the charity stripe and 32% from downtown.
Connor Bosler, Valley Catholic Warriors.
And our next Dream Team interview today is with Valley Catholic basketball player Connor Bosler. Makes his first basketball Dream Team in his senior season and his 4th overall Dream Team appearance. Connor, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
2 football Dream Team appearances and a baseball Dream Team appearance with another baseball season yet to go. But this is your first basketball Dream Team. How does it feel to now get recognized for your basketball skills?
It's awesome. Just knowing that all the hard work and dedication that I've put into basketball over the years is paying off. It's good.
I've seen you play a whole lot of football and a whole lot of baseball and just a little bit of basketball. I haven't watched you play as much basketball, but is it safe to say that it's your third sport?
It's definitely my third sport. Baseball, number one, and then a close second to football. So basketball is my third.
That says a lot that you're third sport and you're still one of the top 10 best players in our area, according to the coaches. When you found out you'd made it, I think your mom said you were on retreat, so you didn't get to listen to the show. But when you did get back and you found out that you'd made it, how'd you feel?
It felt good. Like she said, I was on retreat with my classmates, and it was a special time. And then getting back to hear that I made Dream Team, it felt good.
Last year, the Valley Catholic basketball team wins a district championship and wins a state playoff game, got on to the quarterfinal round. I'm sure that was a special season. This year, you weren't able to achieve as much team-wise, but still had a great individual year. But when you look at your time playing basketball at Valley Catholic, you're going to have quite a few memories to take with you.
Oh, yeah. That junior year was really special. It was first time making it to that far in I don't even know how many years, but I know we set the record for most wins last season, and I played with a bunch of great people my junior year, and that's probably the year I'm going to remember the most, but his senior year was pretty special too.
When you won that district championship, and even when you won the state playoff game and made it farther than any other Valley team had gone, what was it like to be a part of that?
It was really special. We had a huge fan base over in Farmington that night against Scott County Central, and even though we didn't come out with a win, it was really memorable.
And Scott County Central is an elite basketball program in our state, and you played with those guys. I mean, that ended up being an 8-point game. Didn't seem like confidence was phased at all when you're going up against them.
Yeah, there's a few people that I talked to after the game. They said they didn't go to the game because they didn't think it was going to be close. So, I mean, yeah, we weren't really scared. We knew we had the experience with being deep in playoffs with football and baseball in the past, and so we weren't really scared of playing on a big stage.
Those playoff memories are some obvious memories from your junior season. Tell me about some of your favorite moments from your senior year playing basketball at Valley.
Probably just the conference tournament's always been whenever I get really hyped up and pumped up for the rest of the season because it's coming to an end, and the big fan base, and then obviously playing Michael Porter and the Tolton kids. That was really special too, being able to play a future NBA player. Not many people get to say that they can do that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You get to do that at Mineral Area College. Conference tournaments also at Mineral Area College. So playing on that floor against that kind of competition, I'm sure it was pretty cool. Did you get to interact with him at all?
No, I didn't. He didn't really talk much, actually. But his little brother, Jonte, he's more he talks a little bit more, and he's a good dude. And I know Michael Porter's just the same. I've heard many sources that they're very humble.
Was it cool to just kind of watch him do his thing? Because you also have to balance kind of being in awe and then also competing and trying to win a basketball game. So what was that like?
At first, you were like just kind of guarding them too and trying to make everyone else beat us. And then once we figured out that everyone else was making their shots, then, okay, we kind of need to guard other people. And then that's whenever he kind of went off. And I actually had to guard him a little bit. And I just remember him going on a backdoor cut, and they threw him a lob, and I just kind of held onto his ankles, just, and he still dunked it, so it didn't really matter, but it was pretty cool.
Did you end up on the wrong end of a poster there?
I was behind him, but I guess almost.
Well, that's okay. You know, Chris Trimmer has been your basketball coach over the last 2 years. He just announced that he is now retiring. What was it like to play for Coach Trimmer, who had been around a long time?
It was really special. I know he's had a great statistical career, and he was a really good coach, and just it was great to play underneath him. And assistant coach A.J. Meyer did really well, too, with the younger guys, and he even prepped us a couple times. So we had a really good coaching staff the last couple years.
We've talked about some of your favorite team memories, but is there any specific play you might have made on the basketball court over your high school career that stands out to you individually?
I guess probably it was the last game we played against Middle Heights. To send it into overtime, just there to tie it, and then we ended up not getting the victory, but that was pretty special to me, just being able to give our team a chance to win that game.
Yeah, that's actually the highlight we used in our Dream Team selection show, so that was a great moment. Last thing for you, Connor, is remind us again who your parents are and just tell us why they mean so much to you.
My father is Scott Bosler. He means everything to me. He's basically taught me everything I know. He taught me how to shoot whenever I was little, taught me how to dribble. So I give a lot of thanks to him. And my mother is Dawn Bosler. She's the loudest one in the crowd every night, and I know she wouldn't miss a game if I didn't have a little sister Sydney in high school. So they both mean the world to me, and I'm very thankful for them.
Anybody else, Connor, you'd like to thank before we let you go?
I'd like to thank Coach Trimmer. He's a great guy, and I'm going to miss him a lot, and he's a great coach, so I'd like to thank him also.
Connor, congratulations once again on making the basketball dream team, and we look forward to seeing you at another ceremony, and maybe we'll see you again this spring. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope so.
It's Connor Bosler here on Regional Radio for his basketball dream team interview.